The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Special edition of the Wrestling Calling Show. I have a special young lady on the line, one of my very favorite wrestlers, female wrestlers we have going in the sport today. Definitely in my top five, as Brookie T would say. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring on the fabulous Miss Jules Malone. Miss Malone, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
All right. last time we talked, we just barely touched the surface on some of your history, so I want to have you back on. You've been causing some good things happening over in WSU, as well as your home front over in CCW. So I want the fans to get kind of more, a little bit more familiar with you, so I can follow along your career. I mean, hopefully after this interview, you've gained a few more fans as well.
Sorry?
I'm hoping that you'll gain a few more fans as well after you do this interview.
Oh, I hope so too.
A couple of things I want to get into about really quickly. Let the fans know, how did you get interested in pro wrestling?
I got interested in pro wrestling through my dad.
Okay.
My dad, he got me into it when I was about like 3 or 4 years old, watching TV and watching in the basement. My mom didn't like it at all. I'm like the oldest child in the family, so he sort of like kept me watching that with him, because that was our thing. Yeah, and so it sort of sucked. Like, when I was 10 years old, he passed away, and I don't know, like, just we always like joked around, like him saying that, like, oh, you're going to be a wrestler. And, you know, I'd be like, oh, no, but I really wanted to.
Now, back
then,
I was going to say, back then, women's wrestling wasn't really regarded as it is today. So, who were some of the people you looked at and kind of admired back then?
Well, back then, it was like Sherry Martel and like Elizabeth, and I'd do like Mila and stuff like that.
Continue with the interview here. Gee whiz. Were you inspired by any particular person, any particular superstar?
There's a couple of them. Sounds really funny, but I really like The Undertaker. I really like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because they were all like just like really strong and tough, and you know, growing up, I had to learn to be strong and tough and be like that on my own. So I sort of looked up to them. And then as I got older, you know, as other females started coming out into the wrestling scene on TV, it was Trish and Lita.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love them. You know, and then coming along, there's like Angelina Love.
Mm-hmm.
I like her, I like Beth Phoenix. And then once I was introduced into the scene, it was like, wow, I could not believe there's like so many other people.
Now, you said an interesting name a second ago. I don't mean to cut you off, but you said an interesting name. That was Angelina Love. Being that you're from the same neck of the woods, did you gravitate more to her or just pretty much ladies you like to watch wrestle?
Well, the funny thing is that it was in like 1999, I was a manager.
Mm-hmm.
I used to manage for about 3 or 4 years in Ontario.
Okay.
And that's right when she was starting out also. And so I actually did my first tag match, or my first match ever, in front of an audience with her. But we were with, it was like me and the guy that I managed against her, and the guy that she managed too.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
Cool.
And so we did a couple shows like with each other.
Now, do you have any particular? Because I've seen some nicknames for you. The last name I saw for you was the Canadian Glamazon. Any particular like a nickname that kind of stuck with you, or nicknames you kind of that you liked, or you just want to be called Jules?
Well, I think it's really sweet that people are calling me like the Canadian Glamazon, because that means that they're comparing me to Beth Phoenix. I've been hearing that a lot. And, you know, since I looked up to her and she's like obviously like an amazing like female wrestler, like that's a great compliment. So I'd stand to that. I love it. But let's see. I also like being called the Hardcore Princess.
There you go.
And Canada's Sweetheart.
There you go.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I like the Canada Sweetheart myself. It seems to fit you a little bit more. Now, let me ask you this about Undertaker. We debated on my show a lot on Saturday night, and the best consensus of Taker is that we respect him, we appreciate everything he's given to the business, but it's pretty much time for him to hang it up. It's pretty much time for him to just take this streak, stay undefeated. No one wants to see him lose the streak, mind you, but at the same point, we want to see him like retire, maybe do more stuff in the back with the younger guys. Do you think Taker is past his prime, or you want to see him wrestle some more?
I'm going to have to say that I would like to see him wrestle a little bit more. At least till, like, I can make it over there so I can at least, like, say that I worked with him.
There you go.
That's a wish. It's going out there.
While we're talking about Taker, let me ask you this. What do you think about his wife, Michelle McCool? What was your opinion on her?
I thought she was an amazing wrestler.
See, we differ on that because... Now, her first year in WWE, I thought she was just amazing. You couldn't tell me anything different. She was like the best female wrestler ever. But after that first year, maybe year and a half, I don't know, maybe it's just me. She seemed to kind of go down just a little bit. I don't know what it was. Maybe lack of focus. I don't know. Then she did a thing with Lay Cool. It was okay, but it wasn't anything earth-shattering. But I give you that.
Yeah.
Her first year, and I've said this on the show before as well, she was awesome. And
when she was on her own, she was good.
Yeah, when she was by herself. Let me ask you about another fellow Canadian, my favorite WB diva. Let me ask you about Maryse. What did you think about Maryse?
Oh, I really liked her because, she had a very great look, obviously.
Yes, she does.
And then her in-ring. I liked her personality in the ring. She was very catty and, like, you know, she had some pretty good moves there.
You and her have, like, the best DDT I have ever seen. And I know I've said that to you the first time we talked, but you and her have, like, the best DDTs I have ever seen a lady do. And
thank you.
I don't know how you guys got to that point, but both of them are just awesome. And her attitude was amazing. And she got better. I don't think anybody would confuse her with a laundry blaze or anybody like of that ilk. But she did get better as time went through, and she was entertaining. What she lacked in the ring, she was very, very entertaining. And going into that point, I wanted to ask you, and this is a question that I asked Athena as well. What's more important, is it for a female wrestler in general? Is it the ring ability or the look? In your opinion, what's more important?
I think it needs to be
a combination of both.
A very good balance of both.
Okay.
I think you need to have it needs to be a good balance of both. You know, you need to sort of make yourself the wrestler.
Right.
So if you don't have the best looks, you got to, you know, you should just like, it doesn't really matter. If you can wrestle, you're going to be a great wrestler. Just make yourself look good.
There you go.
Jazz yourself up a little bit more.
There you go.
Boom. There you are. You're a superstar.
There you go. Now,
you know, and that's all I think you really need.
I've gotten into a long, drawn-out debate with friend in the network, Jasmine, and she always said that Sarah Del Rey was ugly. And
did she say that?
She said that. She said Sarah Del Rey was ugly. And she gave her props that she can wrestle, but she was ugly. My thing is, I think WWE is taking it the wrong direction. I think WWE should be not more of the look, but have the look and can work. And I think that's the thing that makes me upset. That you have a lot of models, per se, over that direction. But there's a lot of great-looking ladies on the indie scene that can work. Yourself, Barbie Hayden, Athena. There's so many great-looking women on the indie scene that can actually get down and wrestle. And I just don't understand why WWE doesn't pick up on that.
I know. I think they're picking, like, beauty over strength, and wrestling is supposed to represent strength and not just beauty, right? It's a show. Mm-hmm. Yes, you need beauty, but if you put more of a show in strength, then you get equals better wrestling.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, but yes, they don't have the right equation just yet.
Not just yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, it's my thing. Bothers me.
And don't get me wrong, there's a young lady over there by the name of Caitlin, and I love Caitlin. I like
Caitlin Diamond. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's my friend.
Really?
Yeah, I know her.
Wow. AJ is great too. I think Natalya's being done completely wrong, but that's more of a McMahon versus Hart thing than anything else.
Yeah.
In Natalya's case.
It's not fair.
Have you ever met Natalya?
I have not met her, but I would absolutely love to meet her because I think she's amazing. She's so good, and I'm so glad she's there. It's
just
too bad that she's not being used the right way.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this as well. Another thing that kind of makes me upset when you talk about women's wrestling over in WWE, I look at it as more than just doing each particular move to fulfill the match. I look at it as more as I want to see you out there with passion for what you're doing. You get that with Natty, but a lot of other ladies you don't get that with. Do you think that passion is important as well?
I think sometimes you can see with certain people, they're there more for the photographs than the wrestling.
And it's really a doggone shame, because right now you can say the indie scene is 10 times better than what WWE is putting out. You can say the indie scene is 100 times more better than what TNA is putting out right now. So
that's the thing that's so, it just blows my mind, because I've been watching wrestling for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm part of the business, it's just driving me crazy, and I'm just like, you know, I'm hoping things are going to change.
Because
things are changing, and, you know, people are going to start to notice that things are going to get better, because I don't know, it blows my mind.
Really? Now...
Yeah.
Now,
and I'm not trying to put myself over, but, like, there's other people that deserve to be in places where other people, you know, like, or there should just be more female wrestling on TV.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly, I agree with you. They should not just be confined to the pay-per-views, such as WSU is right now, to Shine as well. And speaking of Shine and Shimmer, will we see you in Shine or Shimmer anytime soon?
I would absolutely love to. I don't think I've gone the right way around. I think I need to, I think there's a process that I have to go through, and so I need to look into that, but I've been absolutely, like, crazy, so I think I need to contact them.
I mean, because right now, Shimmer is kind of like, Shimmer and Pro Wrestling Eve, now, you have to kind of forgive me, I don't know Pro Wrestling Eve as well as I should, but Shimmer very well, and Shimmer is like the intercontinental place for women's wrestling. You get women from everywhere over in Shimmer. Jessie McKay, Madison Eagles, who is awesome.
I know all those girls.
Wow.
I know about all those girls. I've just been, I think I've just been procrastinating. I need to put something together for them. Honestly, I'm so busy during the week, and then on the weekends, like, they have, like, a certain process that I need to put my stuff out and just put it all together. So I'm taking 3 months off to do that.
There you go. There you go.
Because, like, there's a lot of packages, a lot of companies that require, like, certain types of material, but I have not had the chance, so I'm taking the month of December off to put that all together and send it all out.
There you go.
So hopefully there'll be some response from Shine and Shimmer.
Because to see somebody like Paige come from over there and make it, I'm thinking you and Barbie would be perfect over there. There's some female wrestlers I don't like that's on that roster. Personally, on a personal note, I don't like Vita Scott. I would love to see one of you ladies take her spot. Both of you and Barbie are very, very good. Just not a fan of Vita. I don't know if you've ever wrestled Vita Scott or know of her, but...
Oh, I know her.
Okay.
And I haven't had a match against her.
Okay. I'm just not a big fan of Vita Scott right now, and if you guys want to take that spot, I have no problem with it. No problem with it. You fight, and I think this is interesting too, you fight males and females. Do you have a preference?
I like to fight people. I don't really have a preference. I just prefer to wrestle people that are really good.
Okay.
So, you know, if they're strong, I'd like to wrestle people that are strong.
I got you.
And that can handle, like, what I can give to them.
Who trained you?
I was trained by Rob Blago and Jordan Marquez.
Okay. I know those guys.
Yeah. Very great people.
What was your first show like in front of a crowd? Very first show. And what were your reactions from that first show?
My first show was actually on Manitoulin Island. This is in Ontario. I'm Native Reserve, and I came out as, I just came out as Jules Malone, and they just went crazy. The kids started cheering, and just everyone went, like, bananas over me, and it was great, and I loved it, and my match was a tag match, and I was the only girl with, three other guys. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what were your reactions from that? They went crazy over you, so that kind of, like, put you over the top, you know, in terms of emotionally wise, or?
That made me feel really good, because I was like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I want people to be like, yeah, cheer for me. That's what I want, you know, like giving high fives and stuff like that. And then meeting them afterwards was, like, the most important thing to me. For kids to be coming up to me, like, giving me hugs and, like, actually, like, really hugging me, like, yeah, man, that's the best part.
There you go.
I'll hug my fans. Like, I'll hug the kids. Like, that's cool. I love to let kids look up to me because, like, that's what I used to do.
Now, what's been your toughest opponent to date?
I just wrestled Vanessa Craven up in None of It. This is for Smash Wrestling. Have you heard of None of It?
Mm-mm. I've never have. That's
another territory in Canada. And it's way north of Ontario and Quebec.
Okay.
Like, way, way north. 3-hour flight. And it's pretty close to the North Pole, and let me tell you.
Gotcha.
I wrestled her there, and that was our first time meeting. And, wow, she's a very tough girl. She stands at, I think she's 6 feet tall.
Good Lord.
Yeah, 6'1", and she's very strong, very tough.
Good Lord.
We had a very good match.
6'1".
We wrestled each other twice. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yep, she's the mountain, Vanessa Craven. She's a very tough girl.
Man. Did you win that match?
I wasn't so lucky then. I was up on her. We started off the match pretty good. The kids sort of... The kids didn't like me because she showed up before me, so the kids decided to boo me, and I was being a little bit more arrogant that day, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I was being a little heelish, and but they didn't like me very much, so they were kind of happy after I was, like, cheating and choking and doing all that sort of stuff and trying to set her up, and she just put me in, she beat me. That's
now,
okay.
Now, how... You
were, I got her the next night anyways.
There you, got
pinned her.
You got your get back. There you go. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. You got your get back. What do you like being most? You like being, do you like being heel, face, or just how it's booked?
I'm happier being face because I get to do more of my showy stuff.
Okay.
You know, like I get to do like more whippy, sort of like, yay, I want everyone to like me, but then sometimes I really like to be a heel.
Who does
your... Because then I can just be meaner and pick them up and slam them and kick and choke and punch. I like to, I'm pretty versatile.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There
so I can go either or.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I have a new t-shirt logo design that's being made, and it's sort of like, it sort of goes like back and forth. It's like black and white. It's really neat.
Who
it's
does,
gonna be like, I can be a good guy or a bad guy.
There you go. You've come out with some unique gear since I've been watching you wrestle. Who does your gear?
Oh, actually, it's one of my very good friends. She's a designer, and she doesn't do wrestling gear for anyone else.
Okay,
but me.
Just you. I've seen you with the race. I've seen you with the race car gear. I've seen you with the purple dress gear.
Oh yeah, the race car, that was just specialty for one company.
Okay.
They bought that for me. But
oh cool.
The skirt and the spandex thing is my design.
Okay.
And it's made by my friend.
There you go.
Now, yeah, I keep it close.
Now how did it come about that you became the CCW champion? How did that come about?
Oh, let's see. There's a very interesting twist to that, which is like, blows my mind. I don't get it.
You're still holding that belt, am I correct?
I don't really know what's going on with that belt. I'm going to tell you. But first I'll tell you, where should we start? Okay. It was like last September, I wrestled against a girl named Evelyn in Ontario. The belt was up for grabs because they had taken the belt from somebody else,
okay.
From the previous champion.
Okay.
And so, I wrestled for the title, and I guess we're the two top competitors, and I beat her. I beat Evelyn, and so I held that title for well over a year. And then I'm just a little bit confused right now because I found out that other women have held that title, too.
But you had that
during
belt,
the summertime.
But you see in like Punk, you kind of see in Punk that title reign. Because you were titled about 412 days?
Something like that. I don't know, because that's the thing. Because, like, the one time I wrestled this girl, you know, Leah Von Dutch.
Mm.
She has that. She had the title one time, and she never beat me for it. Like, I wrestled her once, like, the weekend before.
Right.
and I was the champion, and I left the champion. And then I wrestled her the next time, and then all of a sudden she has a belt. But we had a match, mm-hmm. and she didn't beat me, and turned into an intergender match where she didn't beat me either. Mm. And then the weekend after, it was like my birthday. There I was defending my title against Evelyn again. Mm. And I won.
And
that's where it is. And I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. She's been taking pictures with that title, but I haven't lost that belt.
You never lost it.
To her yet. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
And then, other than that, I had a PWA title for, I think it was like 300 and something days, too.
Up here, CM Punk and stuff. You are the CM Punk of women's wrestling. Man.
I sure hope so. I would love to. I'd love to do that.
Man, the CM Punk of women's wrestling. Any hobbies? Favorite movies? What do you like to do on a day off?
What do I like to do on a day off? Well, when I'm in Toronto, I just to go and sleep in, because I never, ever, ever, ever get to sleep in. And then I slowly get to get up. I like to go out for dinner. I like to have some wine, a couple cocktails, and I like to go out and dance. I'm a dancer. I love jungle. I love house. I love...
You love it all, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love music. I'm, like, a huge, like, music fanatic.
Did you participate in any sports when high school, college level?
I played sports, or I've been playing sports, like, all through my life. Like, I started, like, swimming, playing baseball. I was the only girl. Like, I played baseball for, like, 8 years, and I was the only girl on the boys' baseball team for, like, 2 years growing up. And then, like, I led, like, my school's girls softball team to like the championship by like getting all these like home runs and stuff like that. But that was like in school. I played basketball, I played soccer, didn't play hockey because I can't stop on skates. I'm not meant to be up in Canada. I'm supposed to be more down where it's warmer.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I swear. I don't do winter sports. I'm sorry. It's not me. I'd rather be doing like warm weather sports.
There you go. Now, I gotta ask you this. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. Who is Michelle Myers?
Michelle Myers is my alter ego because...
alter ego.
My favorite, like, I love horror movies, and my favorite horror movies, like, is Halloween.
Yes,
and I like Michael Myers. And then, one time I went to a Halloween party... Destiny Freakout, and I just dressed up as Michael Myers, but Michelle Myers.
There you go.
Because my first name is Michelle, so I thought I'd be like Michelle Myers. So I painted my face white, and I put on like a gray jumpsuit and a red wig, and I freaked people out because people were scared of me because I had this white face and just like making creepy movements and stuff like that. And I decided just to like start doing this like Michelle Myers wrestling gimmick because I can be somebody else if I feel like it and just be really creepy because it's funny. Oh, I really think the Michael Myers character is really like hilarious. And people don't expect it from me, so it's like a really fun thing. So I really like to do that gimmick every once in a while. So I've done it before.
You've got to send
and
me, you've
got to I got a kick out of it.
You've got to send me a picture of that.
It's on my Twitter. It's so funny. You'll find it, and like it's creepy. And I will do it. And I've had people tell me, and I've been welcomed back again for horror conventions to wrestle as Michelle Myers. It's really great. I was actually with a Death Proof Fight Club that I did it with. I wrestled a guy that was he was dressed up as like a guy like in an insane asylum.
Mm.
I forget what his name was, but. Yeah, it was great because, like, I was, like, no-selling everything. I was like, shh, turning my head like him and just doing, like, moves.
Awesome.
And, like, completely destroying him. It was great. I love that gimmick.
Destroying him. I gotta see that. I gotta see those pictures on your Twitter. We're Twitter buddies too, so I definitely gotta catch that off your Twitter. I got a couple of people here I want to get your opinion on. They're in my top five, along with yourself. And I kind of want to get your opinion on what you thought about them. Have you seen them before? All that good jazz. First person is who the network says is my boo. If you know what that means, everybody says she's my boo. But her name is she is the wrestling goddess Athena. What do you think about Athena? Have you ever seen her before? Have you ever met?
I've met Athena before, and I've seen her wrestle. And my God, she's really, really good. I'm very impressed by her. Like I actually worked a custom match with her. But outside of that, I've seen her actually wrestle, and she's a really great wrestler.
Yeah, she is. I think she is too,
and a very nice person too.
She is a true sweetheart.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
I've talked to her on several. Had the honor to talk to her several different occasions, off air, and my daughter loves her too. And my daughter is a big fan as well, and she sent me her best of Athena Volume 2, and that particular match had her and Rachel Sumlin in that 10,000 Thumbtaps match. And I don't know if you've heard about it. That was the match that pretty much made her. And that was a brutal match. That was a brutal match. But she is so cool, and she is so down to earth. So like her a lot. Another person I want to ask you about, someone who you were recently in a ring with, Barbie Hayden.
Barbie, I love her. She's awesome. Honestly, you know, we have our differences at WSU, but I've also worked with her in customs. You know, she's a really great girl. She's a huge sweetheart. You know, I think her and I work really well against each other. Mm-hmm. She's very good.
That last match that you two worked together was just over at WSU was awesome. And like I told you before, that match could have went either way.
She just snuck up on me and got me, but I think there's another match coming up, I hope.
There you go.
I think I'm gonna beat her.
You gotta get the get back. You gotta get the get back, Jules. That's the most important thing. Get the get back.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, right?
Get the get back. Another person I want to ask you about, and she is a fellow Seattle native, such as myself, Kimberly.
Love her. She is also an amazing wrestler. Her and I, she's been my roommate before, down in Memphis. Mm-hmm. So I have enough respect for her. She's a great girl. She's an awesome wrestler. She's actually come up to Canada and wrestled with a company that I work for, Smash Wrestling.
Okay.
And yeah, she puts on an awesome show. I've seen her before, and yeah, she's great.
Could we see a possible Jules Malone, Kimberly tag team somewhere in the near future?
I would absolutely love that. I don't see why not.
See, here's my thing. I want somebody to for Jessica Havoc's team, Midwest Militia, what have you. I'm thinking along the lines of Barbie Hayden, Kimberly, Jules Malone. Why not?
All of us.
There you go. All of you again. You three against those three.
That would be awesome. That's great.
That would be awesome. Last person I want to ask you about. She's just getting back to Shimmer. Just got done with her first event down in Shine. She's also a CZW Combat Zone Wrestling mainstay, Nevaeh. Have you ever seen Nevaeh before?
Yes, I have. I've met her only at WSU and CZW shows. Mm. And yes, I've seen her wrestle, and she's a very good wrestler. I've never worked her before, but you know, she looks like pretty strong competition, definitely.
Oh yeah,
and I have respect for her.
Who is your favorite opponent to go up against, male or female?
Let's see. I have a lot of fun. See, I have a lot of fun working with, I like beating up Jasmine. I keep beating her up, that poor girl.
Have you ever had a chance to work with any of the Pro Wrestling Eve girls? Alpha Female, what have you, Shauna?
Oh, yes, I worked her at the Secret Show.
Mm-hmm.
But she, it was a tournament.
Yeah, the J-Cup tournament, I believe.
Yeah, the J-Cup tournament.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And I've worked her in customs, too.
Okay. Do you do customs a whole lot, or?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of customs.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular company you do your customs for, or just anybody reputable?
New England Female Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And MLW, and I'd like to be contacting them soon too.
Okay.
And I haven't worked for them because I know there was like a change in ownership.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to do one of those with Athena, but I just couldn't think of a good opponent for, and I've been meaning to do one. They're not badly priced either, so I may be doing one. I may be sending up a script in the very near future.
Nice.
Maybe sending one up. Three professional goals you look to accomplish?
Three professional goals.
Yeah.
I would like to be able to go to Mexico.
There you go.
Move to the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I can wrestle more in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then wrestle and train over in the U.K. And then can I put one more? I want to go to Japan, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you got to put Japan out there. I think that's the thing. I think that's the thing that makes Madison so good is the fact that she's been all over the freaking place.
Yeah,
and she's picked up different styles. And oh my goodness, I saw Madison. I forgot who she was wrestling at the time, but she had Madison had her against the ropes, and she just gave her like the most devastating kick to the head. I said, oh my goodness.
That's the thing. I like Japan. Like, I want to be able to work on my kicks and stuff like that. Because I used to be a ring fighter in Muay Thai for like 3.5 years.
Okay.
That break between managing and like wrestling, I was like Muay Thai. I did Muay Thai actually before I managed, and then I did a little bit after too.
Okay. Okay. Now, did managing help you with becoming a wrestler at all?
It helped me develop Jules Malone.
Okay.
And being comfortable in the ring and being able to face the fans and like make them hate me or love me. It helped me sort of be more confident. So when I came back out, I'm like, boom, I already know how to like get the crowd like behind me or against me.
Does it make you feel good when someone's booing?
Yes. In a sense, I get over it, but then I know that I did a good job. Because, like, I had a kid, like, I had to be a heel. I was a heel in Nunavut on the second night when I was an intergender match. It was me and John Greed versus Gregory Iron and Vanessa Craven. And I had to be the ultimate heel. I got the pin. It was very fair. By the way, and some kid spit water all at me in my hair after the match, and they were yelling and screaming. My partner, John Greed, had to like tell him not to do that. Like, he had to get her in the space because he was going bananas. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I like it. But I like it when people, like, and you know what? The kids came back and they all still wanted to hug me. So
there you go.
Doesn't matter. They love to hate me.
Love you, hate you, or just love to hate you. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. The thing that has me kind of rolling about, and I've never been to Canada before, but does a lot of wrestlers such as yourself seem to be coming from Canada? Is it like, is it a different way of life than it is here in the States in terms of pro wrestling?
I think there's a lot more. I think it's just, there's a lot of different regions here. Like Ontario, there's just a lot of wrestling companies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of wrestling schools. And Toronto and Ottawa being like the big capitals, there's like just a lot of people that wrestle out of here. And then Montreal, it's the same thing too. Like that's just like a big outlet for entertainment too, for like travel and tourism. And that's where like a lot of people go. Also,
I gotcha.
And then Vancouver, you know what I mean? Like, we're sort of like spread out just like horizontally, you know?
Yeah.
And so it just seems like we have fewer wrestlers, I guess. Or we have fewer population, that's all.
I mean, because my goodness, I mean, we get the Angelina Love, we get Maurice, we get you, just. That's a lot.
They're all from the same school that I was trained from.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Square okay. Circle training. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. If you had a choice out of the two pro entities, which one would you go to, WWE or TNA?
It's always been my dream to be in the WWE.
Okay.
Even now? You know, I would want to be able to wrestle like myself.
Right.
But in order for me to wrestle like myself, I think I'd be better off in TNA, unless WWE switched
from what they were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I have to be very fair, but that's like just how it is.
Right. And that is very fair. Very, very fair. Like I told you before, I'm a big Athena fan, and I would love to see her in WWE, but as my buddy Lee Champion would say, WWE wouldn't use her right. And I say, yeah, you got a point. So that's so true.
Yeah.
They definitely have to change the way the product is going out there. I hate the fact that women's wrestling in WWE equals to be the bathroom break, and it shouldn't be that way. It wasn't that way in the 90s, and it shouldn't be that way now. What is your opinion of Trish Stratus? Possibly the greatest diva of all time. What is your opinion of Trish?
I think she is. She's very strong.
Yeah. Kind of lost your mic there a little bit, Jules. Can you turn it back, turn your volume back up? You there?
Hi.
Okay, there you go. You're there. Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, no, I think Trisha's, you know, she did sort of set the stage, and, like, yeah, she is probably one of the best.
Oh, yeah. She definitely has the credentials. That is for sure to be.
Absolutely. She deserves to be that in that spot, because she sort of did that, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about a few more people before we get off the air here. What's your opinion of Mickie James?
Mickie James is awesome, too, I have to say. She's very strong. She's so talented. She's very tough. She's, like, she's awesome, too, and she's right up there, too, with Trish.
Who do you think plays the gimmick, the crazy girl gimmick, better, AJ or Mickie?
I think AJ is more crazy. He's just maybe. I don't know. I would have to say it's AJ.
Yeah. Yeah. But Mickey's the better wrestler, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me ask you about another person. I think she's kind of interesting. She's Canadian Asian. Gail Kim.
Gail Kim? Mm-hmm. Wow. She's awesome, too. Like, she just, I just watch her, and she's, like, just the moves, the energy, she's like, she could just do, like, everything, you know, and she's, like, trained out of my school, too, so.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And this is Squirrel Circle, what's the name of the school, Squirrel Circle Wrestling?
Squirrel Circle Wrestling.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's an alumni, too. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Rob Fuego and Jordan did, like, really good work.
How often, when you were first starting out, how often did you train a day?
Before I broke out, I trained for a year straight. That's 3 days a week. Mm. Well, there was like 3 months that I sort of took off, or I didn't do too much. I did actually radio.
Okay.
While I was doing that, but I was also studying for my CGA. That's my, it's like a degree for accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Like my second degree for accounting. Don't ask. 2 degrees. but yeah, I took time off just to finish that, and then I went back in. But yeah, I did pretty much like a year, and then I started doing shows, and so I probably did about like a year and a half, like full training going on. And then I just honestly, whenever I have the chance, I'll try to pop in. But it has been quite a while. I've just been so crazy on the road and like going everywhere this year. It's been like an amazing year for me.
Right. Now, you've been wrestling for quite some time, so does doing shows, do you still get nervous?
I don't get as nervous as I used to. Mm. I used to like almost have panic attacks and like start crying and like forgetting things and like going all like holistic because I care so much about like how I'm going to do.
Right.
Out there, you know, I just don't want to like trip and fall. Like my biggest fear is like tripping and falling, like first thing, like going out or like, you know.
That's one place I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you on a Botchamania video. I don't think I can take that.
Oh.
There is one. Oh, there is one.
There is one that should be on there, but I'm not going to say it. I don't want to see it on there.
Oh man. Now, you say you've been on the road a lot. Got any crazy road stories you would like to share with us?
There's no real, like, crazy. Like, I've just been in the car a lot on the weekends. Just recently when we did Blood and Thunder for WSU.
Mm-hmm.
I did a match. It was my tag partner, Xander Bale, she broke her leg.
Ooh.
At the show.
Ooh.
And we drove all the way up from Canada, from Toronto, and so what we had to do is there was a carpool. There was two cars that came from Canada. It was me and Xander Bale,
mm-hmm.
and then we met Jody DeMilo. She lives in Ottawa, and we came from Toronto. We all met in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Left the car there, went down to the show. She broke her leg.
Mm-hmm.
We all came back up in the car. Leah Von Dutch came with us, too. And we drove back to Syracuse. Jody took Leah. And I took Alex because her leg was broken. I had to drive all through the night from Syracuse all the way back to Toronto so we could go straight to the hospital. I took us straight to the hospital. And that was pretty crazy.
Wow.
I'd stay up all through the night. It was so hard because there were so many like little bandies and stumpers all dead on the road and stuff like that. It was so upsetting. It was hard to stay awake, too, because it was a really boring highway. But that was pretty crazy.
Man.
But we made it through, and she's getting better fast,
okay.
Which is really good.
Now, were you at the show, the secret show, that Athena got injured?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I just hate to see... Because you're so...
I feel so bad for her because she's so good.
Yeah. Just hate to see that, you know? And I looked at the reports that day and I said, what? And then Barton... And I talked to Barbie on Facebook and Barbie let me know that it wasn't a sell. It was true. I said, oh, man. What's been your toughest injury?
I had a concussion. It was a really bad one back in June.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes feel the symptoms, but not really.
Okay.
But I really, in my head, I was doing the Toronto Pro Show.
Mm-hmm.
obviously here in Toronto, it was like me and Melissa Coates as a tag team versus Sylvie Silver and La Rosa Negra.
Okay.
And I caught La Rosa Negra on a crossbody, and I just, the way I landed, it was the timing, and I hit my head so hard. Because I jumped up and caught her, and that's it. And I didn't realize till after, and I was out for about, I went to the hospital twice because I didn't realize it was that bad. And then I was out for 5 weeks, and I canceled my tour in Mexico. I was supposed to do a tour with DTU and, like, Eddie Edwards, and those guys were on the card. Oh, my gosh. It put me out really bad. Sort of, like, pushed me back a little bit on a lot of things. So I'm just getting better now, and, like, I've been better ever since, but you know, I'm just taking a few months off, and then I'm moving down to California, and everything's going to be okay.
Moving to California?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just, that's my game plan. It's not set in stone, but that's, like, my goal. I'll be there probably by March.
So you're going to try to go the actress route as well?
Wrestling
/ actress?
I know some people in California, and I'm gonna find some work down there and see if I can stay there, and then I can start wrestling more on weekends.
Yeah, there you go.
And see where it goes, because I find I'm getting more love, and I can get more work down in the U.S. and it's easier for me to get more work if I'm down there, mm-hmm. as opposed to up here, because it's like, you know
how
it is, like, with
that
cost and all that, so.
Now, a lot of Angelina's, she had a problem some time ago with TNA, that her work visa, or something like that, expired.
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with something like that, so I'm trying to get all that stuff prepared, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a job down there. So I can work down there, and then I can also wrestle.
There you go. Now,
Now
once you become, and I'm going to say once you do become in TNA WWE, that's going to be your main focus. That's going to be your main goal, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
I've always wanted just to be able to be on TV, so that's what's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen.
I don't want to see you like Taylor Wilde working at Sunglass Hut being the Knockouts champion.
That's not gonna happen.
There you go. I know you heard that story, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't want that happening to you for sure. It is 11:35 PM Eastern time. I don't know about you, but brother gotta go to work tomorrow. So So real quick, any last-minute words you want to say to the fans out there?
I just want to say thank you so much, everybody, for your support. And if you just heard of me now, check me out. Honestly, I love to hear from you. You can check out my stuff. You can go on my website, jewelsmalone.com. It's Jewells, Malone, MALONE.com. Or you can go on Twitter, @JewelsMalone. Or you can always add me on Facebook. I try my best to respond to people on Facebook, but I'm very, very busy. I have a fan page and my personal page, so you can always reach me, and then you can always look me up on YouTube. And, I'm always welcome. Please check me out, and thank you so much, everyone. I love you.
I love wrestling. She responded to me, so she can respond to me. I'm just a little podcast here. If she responds to me, she'll definitely respond to you guys. So definitely get in touch with her. Check out her stuff on YouTube. Her stuff is awesome, as always. Jewels, I want to say thank you once again for joining me tonight. That's going to do it for me. Please check me out this Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant AM Radio, the Wrestling Call-In Show. Your place. To voice your opinion on the world of professional wrestling. I'm out of here, guys. Take care.
Bye.